In 2000, certain professional baseball teams began holding LGBT-themed pride nights, which have promoted and financially supported LGBT nonprofits. Over the past 20 years, 29 of the 30 Major League Baseball teams have hosted such events, with many doing so every year. The one holdout, the Texas Rangers, has refused to give in to shakedown efforts from some powerful LGBT charities. Kudos to my hometown team. The Rangers have so far resisted threats by LGBT activist groups to funnel money from ticket sales to these groups and otherwise promote pride organizations. MLB Pride Nights are trending even more radical. National Review published a comprehensive article by reporter Nate Hockman titled MLB's Unseemly Support for Youth Gender Transitions. Mr. Hockman states that many of MLB's most prominent franchises have begun to promote or fund groups that encourage or provide sex change procedures and gender transition hormone treatment for minors as young as 12. Five of these teams partnered specifically with groups that perform medical gender transitions on minors. At least six more teams promoted and funded organizations that lobby against restricting youth sex change surgeries. One such organization is Fenway Hill, which receives promotional and financial support from the Boston Red Sox. Nate Hockman learned that Fenway Health works against restrictions on gender transitions for minors, arguing that the true purpose of these bills is to advance the right-wing culture war against LGBTQIA+ people. The Daily Signal's Joshua Arnold remarked, "Nothing says baseball like permanently sterilizing children." Baseball has long had a more culturally conservative fan base than either the NBA or the NFL. The MLB has moved left of late, and fans who don't want their entertainment dollars funding the mutilation of young people had better start noticing. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.